Hi, this is Scott Farrell, and welcome to Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we teach you how to build family relationships that rock. You know, today's topic is a very special one around the world, actually. It's Mother's Day. Mother's Day brings to mind a lot of memories for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Myself, I can't really look back and say, man, Mom had a big impact on me in a positive way. However, I can say that I had an Aunt Frances. Aunt Frances was my dad's sister. She made sure that I felt loved and cared for, and I always looked to her as being my mom. You know, and I think about ball players. You always look on TV and you see a ball player. He's like, hi, Mom. I've always wondered, why didn't they say hi, Dad? Well, I'm going to give you the reasons why. So this is podcast number 11. If you're looking to make relationships rock and roll and learn why Mom's so important, you've come to the right podcast. So sit back, enjoy, see what you can identify with in this. If you take something away, go back and tell Mom how much you love and appreciate her. All right, number one on the list is advice. Mom seems to be the go-to person when something's happened in life, whether it's school. Normally, if it's a boy, it's girls. If it's a girl, it's boys. You want to go to Mom and get the how-to list of what I need to do. Why did this go wrong? Just listen to me, because Mom's going to listen. Mom's going to listen to everything you've got to say, and then she's going to dole out the advice that you've been waiting on. She's always a reliable comforter. And I remember breaking several things when I was a child, or spraining them, normally due to the fact that my brother was heavily involved in those things. But I didn't yell for my dad. I yelled for my mom. You know, I look back and all my buddies, when we broke bones, we weren't yelling for Dad, we were yelling for Mom. Mom had a way to comfort every single thing that happened to us. You know, I know some of you guys are thinking back to some of the things that happened to you, and you're thinking, yeah, Mom was there for me. Mom helped relieve the tension or the stress of the situation. And then one thing I always like to think of is cooking. Cooking. Was my mom a great cook? No, but she was okay. Again, I look back at my Aunt Frances, one of the best cooks I think I'll ever know. And her main specialty to me was coconut cake. I love coconuts, and her coconut cake to me to this day will always be the best I'll ever eat. Well, think back to your mom or your friend's moms, or, you know, you look at them and they gave you advice, they were always comforting you, and then they gave you comforting food. It was always great to go back and get Mama's cooking. I don't care where you go, what restaurant you see, there's nothing like Mom's cooking. Then think about house maintenance. Mom always had a way of making the house orderly. Or if you didn't have a mom that you can look back and think, you always looked on TV moms and said, man, I wish I had a mom like that. I used to think that myself. I always thought of June Cleaver and the lady on Father Knows Best and Ozzie and Harriet. They always had perfect houses. Laura Petrie. Why? Well, one, it was TV. But two, they wanted the viewer to be comforted by going home and saying, you know, looking at that TV mom and looking at that TV house, I could stay there. I could really feel myself being there and her being my mom. Love. Moms know how to love. Man, I'm sorry, but we just don't have it. We didn't carry that baby inside of us. We don't have that bond. Only moms can. And you look back and, yeah, we used to tell each other when we were kids, man, you've got a face only a mother could love. In a lot of ways, that can be true because Mom can love you. I look back at my Aunt Frances. She loved me. She gave me that special feeling that I could be loved. Think back to your mother. Think back to someone else's mother. Maybe it was a neighbor's mom. She made you feel loved. The way she held you, the way she cared for you, the way she kissed you, the way she made all your fears go away. Which brings me to my last thing about why moms are so special. They make you feel special. I think of my wife and her little boy. She makes him feel like he can overcome anything in life and he can be anything he wants to be, all because she believes in him. If she believes in him and loves him and shows it, that means he's going to believe in himself. If he believes in himself, he can go out and achieve all the dreams based on her advice, the fact that she was the comforter, the fact that her cooking was great and comforted him. She kept an orderly and clean house, which helped him stay orderly and clean, and she made him feel loved. So take this time, if you haven't, and so many of you have, but if you haven't, and you've got a mom like my Aunt Frances was to me, and don't worry, yes, I'll let her know how much I love her. Let them know it. Let them hear it. Show it to them. let them know how special they are. Again, this is Scott Farrell. Thank you for joining Modern Family Rules Podcast. You can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes. Or if you want to connect with me, email me your comments or questions. ModernFamilyRules.com, ScottFarrell.com, ScottFerrell.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.